This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest. On the bigger picture, we are bringing you breaking news about what's happening in our country, actually. So we just heard that Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad has sent in his resignation letter to the palace. So while we wait for that to, you know, be confirmed and, you know, to find out what's actually happening there, we have on the line constitutional lawyer Lim Wei Jiat to kind of help us explain what happens next if this is indeed true. Wei Jiat, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, Wijet, basically, you know, we all want to know what happens next, you know, now that we're hearing news that the Prime Minister has resigned.
So what happens next is that the Yang Diputuan Agong would have the discretion to select an MP whom His Majesty believes commands the confidence of the majority of Parliament. Now, he can do this through several ways. He can demand a statutory declaration from a majority of the MPs, if they have one, on who they think is the next PM, or he could actually, you know, wait for Parliament to reconvene and, you know, have a motion to be debated on who the next PM should be. So he has time and discretion to select the next PM, but in the interim, he could also, you know, appoint an interim PM as a caretaker Prime Minister, pending his decision on who commands the confidence of the majority to be the next PM.
And I guess the question that's coming out is, you know, will the DPM be considered for that role? Is that, you know, what the DPM's function is, you know, to step up in a time like this?
Well, there's nothing in the constitution that prevents an interim PM to be appointed by the Agong. And I believe that the DPM would be the most suitable role for this. Although I must mention that the Deputy Prime Minister is not exactly an official position under the constitution, but as an interim PM, yes, I mean, that is not prohibited under the constitution.
Okay, so at the moment, there's nobody running the country as such.
you can say that, yeah, but I mean, the civil service, they're all still working, I suppose. There's no top political leaders working.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Wei Jiat.
My pleasure.
So that was constitutional lawyer Lim Wei Jiat just helping us to understand what happens next now that we're hearing news that the Prime Minister has resigned. So we're going to keep those updates coming up. Stay tuned. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.